Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Jan Gallagher and Bob Youngquist about the new auditorium project and a bond referendum. This is part two of a two-part interview. And you mentioned that you're going to be having some informational meetings. Can you let us know when those are and what information will be covered?
Okay, well, I can give you the times and dates. Thursday, February 13th, there will be two meetings. One's going to be at 5:30, and the next one will be at 6:30. And all these, by the way, are going to be in the Nicholas Stouffer Room of the library here in Washington. Again, that's Thursday, February 13th, 5:30 and 6:30. And then on Wednesday, February 19th, 5:30 and 6:30, again, in the Nicholas Stouffer Room. And we're hoping we can get a lot of people there to find out about the project firsthand and see a PowerPoint about the presentation, which will be about 15 minutes long. And then the rest of the time, and the rest of that hour, we'll take questions as long as they come. There's also going to be all kinds of information about the upcoming bond and what the possible tax increase will be. So I think it's going to be very, very helpful for people to hear all this firsthand.
And do you have any information regarding the possible tax increase?
It would probably be anywhere between 20 cents to 40 cents per $1,000 taxable valuation. And if it were 20 cents, it would probably be over 20 years. If it were 40 cents, it would probably be over 7 years. And you'll get more information about that if you come to the meeting. We can show you how to figure out what your house is going to be taxed, at least this year, because it's a changing tax formula from what I understand. But we can give them a pretty good idea.
And when will this referendum be held?
April 1st.
All right. And is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners about the new auditorium project at this time?
I think one thing that's very interesting to say is that really the bond levy is only 1/7 of the cost of the entire project. So that really all of this becomes a gift to the community from outside sources or for private donors. It's not being paid for that much by the community. So this is a tremendous investment for them just to buy in at the 1/7 of the cost level. And by the way, the cost of the auditorium, I know I was amazed by how much auditoriums cost, but this is very much on par with other towns our size who are doing similar complexes. And so it seems very expensive, but we're just right up with what the times are presenting.
And a couple other things I would like to add is that one of the things that people don't necessarily remember is that the high school was not paid for by property tax. It was paid for by the local option sales tax, which is actually paid to the state from all the communities in the state. And so we are not taxed locally by property for that high school. And so this will actually be a very small increase on their property taxes. And a couple other things, I think that we want to make sure that people realize that this new facility will be totally handicapped accessible and that it'll be available to students on a daily basis before, during, and after school. And that's what they were used to for 100 years in the old school, and they really miss having that now. And that the seating capacity, right now we're planning to do 700 because of requests we've had from donors in the school district, and that we will have comfortable seats, good acoustics, and it's large enough to fit the whole student body. And so those are just things that we want to make sure people realize, and it will be used every day.
If you would like to receive more information about this, you should really go to kciiradio.com, and there will be a link to our website at that location. And it's too long to say on the air, but you can find it very quickly at the KCII website. This will give you all kinds of additional information. There'll be a rendering of the new auditorium, which is attached to the school. There'll be a list of unique benefits of the new Washington High School auditorium, a link to information about making gifts of stock or grain, and a link to a pledge form, and an address where you could send completed pledge forms. So there's an online video also that we've done so that you can hear all about the entire auditorium project in our own words with more time to spend on it.
And we think that the more people know about what we have planned and what the auditorium is used for, the more people will find it pleasant to support.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Jan Gallagher and Bob Youngquist about the new auditorium and a bond referendum. This is part two of a two-part interview. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.